Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Becharos. We are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Ketzad Ma'asron, how does one do the proceedings of Ma'aser Behema? So, Konsan Ladir, you bring them into a pen, Vosel and Pesach Katan, and you make a little opening in the pen, Kedesh Yishnaim Yichol Natsiz Kacha, so that two can't jump out at the same time, Umana B'Shevet, and you take a stick and you count them out. So, Echad, Shnaim, Shlosh, Arba, Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmona, Tisha, Vayotze, Esir, Yisokra, B'Sikra, and the one that comes out, 10th, you paint with a red paint, you know, that you dip the stick into red paint and you put it on the animal, Vomer is a meister, and therefore it's branded, it's marked as a meister. Losa karabisikra, if you didn't mark it with paint, Velomanam b'shevet, or you didn't count them out with a stick, I mean you counted them, but you didn't hold a stick to count them, Oshemanam revutamalamdim, or you counted them while they were sitting down or while they were standing instead of as they walked out of the pen, Harele musarm, it still counts as meister. Hayla mayavanatalasar, if you just had 100 animals, you knew you had 100 animals, so you just grabbed 10 of them. You know, you had 10 animals, you just grabbed one of them. Ain't a meister. That is not meister. You have to actually count them out. There has to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then a tenth for me. A tenth for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareza Meister. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you know you have 100 and take 10, that's also meister. Kofet Sechem in the Menuhin Latochon. Let's say you counted some out, and one of the ones that you counted out jumped right back in. Harei L'Peturin, then whatever is left in the pen is Potter for meister, because you don't know which one is the animal that jumped back in. So they're all patur because the chiyuv meiser behemel is only when it's a vadei chiyuv. Minamu sarim l'tochan, if one of the meiser animals jumped back in, ooh, so now every animal in there is a safek kachim. So kulan yiru achi yistavu v'yachlu b'mum l'baylim. All of them have to graze until it develops a mum, and then once it develops a mum, then you could shecht it and eat it. Mishnah ches, yatsu shnaim kechot, if two animals come out of the pen at the same time, monos and shnaim shnaim, you can count them by twos. So, menot and echad, but if you counted the two of them as one, it's shiva, asir, mekulkalin. Now your ninth and tenth animals are mekulkal, meaning you can't bring them as korbanos, but you have to let them graze, wait till they develop a mum, and then you're allowed to eat them, because the first two animals that came out, you counted as one. So your count is going to be off by one. So the animal that comes out ninth is really the tenth animal, but that's not the one you count as ten. The 11th one you count as ten. So they both have some level of meiser status. Yotzu chivasir kachas, if numbers 9 and 10 come out at the same time, chivasir mekulkalin. So then the 9th and 10th animals, also you have to let them graze until they develop a mum, and then And then eat them. Karla chi asir. If you call the 9th one 10, you just miscounted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Ula asiri chi. And then you said, oh, 9. But that was on the 10th animal. He said 9. Ula charasra asiri. And then on the 11th one, he said 10. Shloshon mukdashin. They all three have some level of holiness. Because the 9th and the 11th ones, because you called both of them 10. And the 10th one, because it's actually the 10th, even though you didn't call it that. Hachi nechal b'mumo. The 9th one, you wait till it develops a mum and you eat it that way. Vasiri meiser. The 10th one is actually meiser, and you bring it as a korban. And the 11th one, you bring as a korban shlamim. Va'osa tamura, the 11th animal can make a tamura. Meaning, if you exchange its kedusha into another animal, that animal also becomes a shlam. Divra meir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'chiyesh tamura osa tamura. He says, can you have one tamura make another tamura? That doesn't work. Meaning, the 11th one is a shlamim, but it's we view it like a tamura because it was never originally intended to be a shlamim. Amar Mishumra meir. They said in the name of a mayor, Iluhaya Tmura Lohaya Karv. If the 11th animal is actually a Tmura, we wouldn't bring it as a Karban Shlamim on the Mizbeach. So obviously, we're not treating it as a Tmura, and therefore it can make a Tmura. Karlachi Asiri, if you call the 9th one 10, Lasiri Asiri, and the 10th one 10, Ulacharasar Asiri, and the 11th one 10, Ein Acharasar Muktash. The 11th one is not Makudash at all. Zaklal, Kolshal and Ekashem Asiri Mimenu, Ein Acharasar Makudash. If the 10th one was actually called 10, and everything went well with the 10th one, then whatever happens afterwards is not going to be the meiser, right? The one that comes afterwards is not going to be the meiser. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said the procedure for meiser behemos, you put them all in a pen and you count them out with a stick, and you mark the 10th one with red paint. If you missed any of those steps, it's still going to count as meiser, but as machlokas, if you just had 100 animals and you just took a random 10 as meiser, machlokas, whether that works or not. And then we spoke about what happens if some animals jump back into the pen. Then we said what happens if two animals come out at once and you count them together. What happens if you miscount numbers 9 and 10 and 11? What emerged is that anything that's either called 10 or is actually 10 is going to have some level of Kedusha to it that needs to be contended with. Okay, Bezer Hashem, next time we will pick up... did we just finish? Yeah, next time we'll pick up with Maseches Erechin. Okay.